So if you have an arrangement like that, if you have some kind of dielectric spheres and they're in a certain arrangement, it's possible to calculate the band structure. So this is the photonic band structure, and it tells us for every k which frequencies are allowed. So the different points in this plot are different directions in k space. The gamma here is k equals zero, and then going out in the x direction, as the wavelengths get shorter and shorter, because long wavelengths are near gamma, as they get shorter and shorter, then there are certain frequencies, this one, and then all these frequencies are allowed. There are solutions, these block wave solutions that propagate through the crystal. And at low frequency, so low frequencies are down here, it looks like a linear dispersion relationship, like the frequency is just proportional to k. And that's what a light and vacuum looks like. And that continues up until close to the Brillouin zone boundary. And at the Brillouin zone boundary, these curves always bend over and hit the Brillouin zone boundary at 90 degrees. So here it hits the boundary at 90 degrees, and then there are more solutions up here. And for spheres with this dielectric constant, so the dielectric constant is 13. There are the inside the spheres, there's a dielectric constant of 13. Outside the spheres is vacuum, so it's dielectric constant of 1. And in this case, there's no photonic band gap. Light of any frequency traveling in any direction that's plotted here will go through, right? Because a frequency I choose on this axis, and then I draw a line across, and at some k vectors there's a solution. So there's light at all frequencies in a FCC photonic crystal like this.